This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And in some places, drivers are getting some relief at the gas pump with prices down to $3.62. At least that's a national average. But not in Georgia. Following hurricanes Ike and Gustav, 15 refineries along the Gulf Coast were shut down. Now suppliers are coming through more regularly for the first time in a month, but there's some lingering pain. Harriet Lay is on the line from Athens, Georgia. She's been in the business 20 years, and today she co-owns and operates Lay Brothers Shell Gas Station. Good morning, Harriet, and how's business?
Good morning. It's interesting at this point in time, but may I make a small correction? I actually was raised in the business, and so I've been there long time, and we don't do service stations. We're a wholesaler. We're the jobber. We're the ones that haul the product to the service stations.
So describe the problem you're facing at the moment.
There's just no product. In fact, I've got a truck sitting over at a terminal right now searching for gas for one of my commercial customers. It's just very difficult. The panic buying that set in emptied the reserves, and it's just a matter of logistics. The pipeline's flowing, but it's got to go through so many states before it gets here.
So explain that. How much reserve did you have before the hurricanes, and what are you looking at now or have been looking at?
Well, what we're looking at right now is just a severe shortage that the pipeline has not reestablished and reserves have not been built back up. That's what we're looking at right now. They keep telling us every week. They say, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and you just have to keep on hoping that it does get better.
So who's more frustrated, customers or suppliers, in these discussions that you have with people every week and every day?
Well, most of my customers are farmers, commercial accounts, and that sort of thing. And they've been very understanding and very patient. They know we're doing the best we can to get them product. Other distributors, we're all trying to work together. If I can get it and they can't, or they can get it and I can't, we try to help one another out when we can. But it has not been as bad as where I am as it has been in Atlanta.
Right.
Atlanta is about 75 miles southwest of me. We're in northeast Georgia. We have not experienced the long lines here that they have, but of course we don't have the population that they have either.
Are you encouraged at all that their flows of gas seems to be picking up a bit?
Yeah, it's a help, and it's just not gasoline. It's also diesel fuel. And you see, we're primarily in a farming community down here where I am,
mm-hmm.
and hay's on the ground, and the farmers can't get tractor fuel to roll the hay.
Yeah, to do their jobs. Harriet Lay, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome, and you have a nice day.
Harriet Lay, who's been in the gas and diesel business her whole life, she's the co-owner of Lay Brothers Shell.
It's a psychology issue again. She said the panic buying is what depleted the supplies. The storm was just the tip of the iceberg.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.